Hey everyone, this is a special Podigest news flash announcement. This is something we initially wanted to include in episode 306, but we recorded 306 for 5.5 hours, so it's taking quite a long time to edit, and won't be out in time. So, it's sad news. Last week, Wada Koji, singer, songwriter, composer of many very important Digimon songs in Japanese, passed away on April 3rd, and that's really sad. He, you know, as recently as Try, worked on the updated version of Butterfly for Try, and I think everyone was looking forward to more songs and Try and in a future Digimon series, and in any case, it's a very sad moment, and we want to do something special for that and do a tribute episode. So we're planning to do a tribute episode this weekend, so this coming weekend, the 16th, and as part of that, we really want to get stories from listeners about how Wada Koji's music has touched you. And we know, I mean, for me in particular, I know that even though the English dub is really what I connected with most as a kid, I at some point discovered his music, Japanese music, and became really fond of it, and it has a special place in my heart, and I have lots of strong memories about it. So we thought listeners probably do too, and so we wanted to, you know, get stories from listeners, share some happy memories that his music has brought, and, you know, take his time to reflect on the positive impacts that his work has had on the community. So if you have stories to tell, we really want you to tell them, we want to share them. So you can send it to us via email, podigest@gmail.com. You can send it on the forum. You can also email us a voicemail message if you want us to play it back and keep those 90 seconds or less, the best. And I think we all want to stay positive in this time, and, you know, instead of just being sad, think about the good things that his memory has brought us. And on a similar note, earlier this year, Paul Gordon, the writer of many of the dub songs, passed away as well. So it's really not a good time for Digimon music. And anyway, we didn't take time when he passed away to reflect on that. And we wanted to, you know, devote some of this to him as well, to his music. And so if you also have stories about the dub music, feel free to send them at too, or any Digimon music, how it has affected you. So yeah, if you are listening to this before April 16th, April. So if you're listening to this before April 16th, please send them in, and hopefully we can include it on the podcast.